first person singular, opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Score says, let's make China great again.
As the trade war with China continues and demonstrates that these wars are not easy to win, it is important to take a moment to see things from the Chinese perspective. China is a ruthless authoritarian system with a police state that has almost total control over its more than 1 billion population. The Chinese are engaged in all sorts of systematic human rights abuses against their minority, Muslim populations, and many other groups. But they are also a steadily rising power run by very competent technocrats who have a long-term vision. The Chinese hold trillions of dollars in U.S. cash and are building a strong military. On the trade front, they have been engaged in many bad actions, including currency manipulation and the theft of intellectual property. But the West is not innocent, as America stole loads of intellectual property from England in the early days of our history and has routinely used trade policy to take advantage of poorer nations. In the current impasse, we need to ask ourselves, who do you think will win this current round of trade wars? A grifter con man who knows nothing about policy, or a dictator who has complete control over his country and many decades left in his reign? The answer is simple, and the more we provoke the Chinese, the greater their incentive to try to outcompete us and continue to pillage our national intellectual secrets. At the same time as we harm our economy with tariffs, the Chinese will be content to take the long view in their ascent to greatness.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey area. If you have something to share, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.